This is the Morning Conversation, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, talking about an event that's coming up this weekend. And County Emergency Manager Emily Ring is in studio. Emily, thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
And tell us real quick about the event, and we'll talk to one of the speakers.
Yeah, so this Saturday, free to the public and to our first responders, anyone is welcome, is what we're calling psychological first aid. It's going to be Saturday, June 22nd, starting at 8 in the morning. I know that's early for a Saturday, but we also know it's going to be a beautiful sunny weekend, and we want to be able to have people still have plenty of time to go down to the river after they've had a great course with us and our instructors.
So Rachel Lambert is with us from the Oregon Department of Human Services. Rachel, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So talk about what is going to be taking place Saturday and this topic of psychological first aid.
Sure. So psychological first aid has been used for the last couple of decades in disaster and emergency response. And essentially, it teaches everybody skills and how to interact with an individual who's been impacted by disaster, not only with the interaction skills, but how you may be able to support this individual as they are going through their coping process and potentially restarting any recovery that may need to occur. So it's a wonderful modality that anybody can learn. You do not need to be a licensed or certified mental health practitioner to provide psychological first aid. Anybody in our community can provide psychological first aid. And Oregon has developed an Oregon-specific psychological first aid course. It is currently titled IDEA, the Immediate Post-Disaster Emotional Assistance. So when you look for our course, it's going to be titled that way. But the reason why we have it titled a little differently is that we are teaching psychological first aid and disaster behavioral health field response skills. So it's a little bit more than just psychological first aid for Oregon-specific training, which is why you'll see a little bit of a different name. But very exciting course. Psychological first aid is offered for free online. Anybody can take that any day of the week. But having an in-person course, you do get a chance to practice with other peers. So you get that group practice along with our in-person course. And that allows a PFA provider to be a little bit more comfortable and a little bit more confident when providing these skills in a disaster setting.
I would think that this is sort of a topic that maybe prior days got ignored. Essentially, it's deal with the situation and move on. But we've had some pretty tough situations here in Douglas County and in Oregon the last few years. And while people may get back to a day-to-day existence, sometimes it takes a lot of time to get back to where things feel really normal from kind of a mental health side.
That's right. And the sooner that an individual can come to that feeling of normalcy, then the sooner than they can bounce back and be a positive member of their community. And that is certainly the goal of psychological first aid, to provide skills so we can help each other and helping each other bounce back and be more resilient and just be ready for the next one. That's just our life in this world.
Now, you talked about having an Oregon-specific one. What's different about that?
Well, having an Oregon-specific training, what we've done in the last year is we've provided some pilot courses in which we have received feedback from the community. As you know, there's a few of us who have developed this course between the Oregon Health Authority and the Oregon Department of Human Services, and we've been working on this course for the last few years, but the only way that we will be making it Oregon-specific is getting it into the community and then receiving feedback directly from community members. So we did do that last year, and we have revised the course according to some of our feedback. And so we do have a little bit, I would say, definitely more of an Oregon-specific course this time around. And we do add in a little bit more conversation pieces when it comes to diversity and inclusion and bias. I know those are some important things for Oregon to talk about as well.
So how many times have you been out presenting this other places so far?
Oh, well, I have been a psychological first aid instructor in other states. I've personally worked with this material for the last 10 years. In Oregon, though, we have been providing this course for the last year. And in Oregon, we've given 6 deliveries as our pilot course. We were invited, and we recently provided this training in Puerto Rico, both in San Juan and in Ponce. That was in May, so just last month. Definitely excitement of this year. We are looking to have more dates available throughout the rest of this year. But so far, the only one that we have confirmed is the one there in Roseburg this Saturday. This Saturday.
So, Emily, talk about this for local residents, because you said it's really geared for anyone, right?
Yeah, I took it myself last year in Medford in a different county. I try to take any course that I'm going to bring to the county because I want to make sure that it's quality and that it will fit with what the community might be interested in. I liked it because I think it was one of the instructors who described it as CPR, teaching CPR for the brain, essentially. So if you're anybody in your community, even a kid, you can save a life by using your basic CPR and first aid skills. You don't have to be a doctor or an EMT. This is similar, right? You can provide life-saving interventions and support that is good for mental health and just grief support and support during and after a disaster. And you don't have to be a therapist or any of those things. You just have to be somebody who has some skills and some empathy and awareness and is willing to apply them. So I look at it as another way to offer a different type of stop the bleed or CPR. And it really is available to everybody. And I liked it because it's much more skills-based. They talk about the brain and brain chemistry and things like that, but a lot of it is kind of that hands-on.
And Rochelle, as we get ready to wrap up, what would you say to encourage somebody to consider attending this Saturday?
Well, what I would say is that everybody who comes to our course has given positive feedback in that they have received more from the course than what they were expecting. We have a lot of fun. We're always literally standing up, dancing and stretching together, singing. There's a lot of toys and fun interactive pieces. Adults still love to play with toys, and we do provide that space. And the other wonderful thing is that by just providing that open atmosphere and being allowing it to be more fun, it's just more opening, and you get to learn more of your community members. And many people walk out creating new relationships and already trading phone numbers. So it's just a wonderful time to get together with your community.
All right, Rochelle Lambert from the Oregon Department of Human Services and County Emergency Manager Emily Ring, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
8:42 at the Morning Report. 7:42.